This second picture on this page.
Is that the one marked October 17th?
That's the one.
Okay.
And in the center of the picture, there's just a parallelogram or a square, a rectangle, tilted on its side about 45,
God, I see it.
50 degrees.
Oh, I see it. So clearly I see it. And it's taken what should have been, well, that's really odd. I must admit, that's really, really odd.
Yep, and see, that should have been a continuous band of showers. And that was a Sunday afternoon where I had expected a quarter to a third of an inch worth of rainfall.
Okay, I want the audience really to get here. So let's explain once again, please. We're at something called visible satellite imagery. You go down the left-hand side of the page until you get to phenomena. And then, is that correct? And then visible satellite imagery? Yes. Click on that.
Imagery.
And the second picture down, first it doesn't hit you, and then all of a sudden, boom, there it is. It's a large, I would call it rectangular area, bereft of the weather that is all the way around, everywhere else. It's like somebody took a giant... How much land does that represent?
I think we're looking at every bit of about 110 miles long by about 60 miles wide.
Is there anything in the geography of the area, an obvious question, that could account...
I'm laughing.
Well, I'm sorry. What else can you ask?
Yeah, because that's the explanation you would like to come to, is that there's a geographic, a local orographic reason for this. But there is not. And we go from west of Salt Lake, which is wide open desert, and then across the Salt Lake, across the mountains that border the Bear River Valley, and into southern Idaho. And it's fairly high terrain. And there should have been a half or greater rainfall in those mountains.
This picture has under it October 17th, 2004, 22:15 Zulu, 4:15 p.m. local, southeast Idaho/northern Utah. And I'm telling you, folks, this one I absolutely buy. Something happened here. Now, Scott, is this are we seeing actual weather control here, or are we seeing an artifact of weather control?
Either way, the effect
is hard to know, huh?
Yeah, it is hard. But you have to look at this, and it's intentional.
Yeah.
The weather is so unusual. We've had so many bizarre events happen. That 3 and 4 standard deviations from normal, which are 300, 400, 500-year events, that the weather is displaying intent. And this is just a simple example of intent being displayed in the weather.
I would almost say it's impossible. What I'm looking at is impossible.
Yes. It wouldn't happen any other way.
Did you show this to your TV audience?
This was a Sunday, and I have Sundays off. So
I see.
But what we do on TV is we loop. We loop, but we loop.
That's right, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you don't see the shapes when you're animating these frames at 10 frames, 15 frames,
oh, you're
30
right.
frames a second.
You're absolutely right, and almost every TV weather person and station does that. They put it into a loop so you can see the movement of the system, but you never see the still photographs like you're seeing right here.
We forecast from the trend and not from the specifics.
Where was this photograph taken from?
This was taken from... the GOES-10,
GOES-10, okay.
GOES-10, yeah.
Yeah, we've got, I think, two GOES satellites for the U.S., one for the east and one for the west, is that correct?
10 and 12. 10 is west and 12 is east.
Yeah, there you go, folks. All right, so there you go. And this photograph is impossible.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
There are so many, and there are these kind of shapes. When Hurricane Ivan was coming ashore, Art,
oh,
there were these squares punched out of the southern eye wall of that storm. And it came ashore in Alabama and the far western panhandle of Florida. As that storm came ashore, that whole southern eye wall collapsed just hours from landfall.
A matter of fact, we all saw it.
Yeah, we did.
We all saw it. And I can't tell you how many emails about that I got. Everybody said, that's not natural.
No. And that was this technology. And I'm kind of thinking... that was our guys beating down that storm so we didn't have any more flooding than we already did up through the Appalachians. I mean, they had already had a torrential summer, and they just didn't need another storm, for goodness sakes. And so it was nice to see some of that rained out.
Well, listen, the title of your webpage is weatherwars.info, right?
Right.
Weatherwars.info. So what you're saying is... you said that was our guys, the ones that clobbered that hurricane. Now,
I'm hoping it was our guys. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping.
Or it was a good deed done by somebody else. Who knows? But anyway, it was in our interest. There's no question about that.
Definitely.
And in that, in during the time that hurricane was stopping, you saw the same kind of anomalies that we see here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, as the hurricane came ashore, you're looking at an incredibly potent storm with the center. It's like being on a merry-go-round. And there's just these this unusual geometry, these squares. And I think I've got that picture of Ivan as it comes ashore. When we go to the... I'm going to look here real quick to see if it's there. Yes. We go to the bottom of this satellite page that we're on. And there's a link to page 2 of the visible satellite imagery.
More satellite imagery, it
yep.
says. Okay.
And this picture of Ivan is the last one on the second page.
Okay. Down I go, and there it is.
Titled September 1704, 1515.
Holy crap. I see it, folks. All right. He's got Ivan. This is as it was already on shore,
yep.
right?
Yep. It was the next morning.
The next morning. Okay. And you have delineated in yellow the exact same kind of areas.
Mm-hmm. Where you can see just north of Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah. Where it's just been punched out.
You sure can.
And that's these guys at work.
And you think that's... All right, what would you... Assuming that with scalar technology of some sort, mm-hmm. you could do what we see right here, what effect would that have on a hurricane onshore like that?
Well, in this case, it was the function of weakening it. You're disturbing the airflow around the center to slow it down.
Huh.
You could have the opposite effect if you basically turn the mode around and you could stimulate the storm so it remained much stronger than it would be otherwise, because the energy is going to be dissipated within friction on the ground and the absence of its source, which is the warm ocean water. So you could replace that source of energy with this technology to keep the storm going longer than it would be otherwise. Or you can do as what we see in this case and begin to shoot holes into it.